新书、旧书。知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
The Sociology of Pierre Bourdieu，
文化与权力，布尔迪厄的社会学。
书名解读
Sociology 社会学，这是一个由两个词缀构成的单词。Social S-O-C-I-O 是一个词缀，含义是社会，比如说 Social Political 社会政治的， Social Economic 社会经济的， Ology 意思是学科，比如说 Psychology 心理学，Biology 生物学等等。皮埃尔·布尔迪厄是法国著名的社会学家，生于1930年，于2002年去世。英国卫报 The Guardian 在他的讣告中写道，他曾是法国知识分子的领军人物，是一位与 Foucault、Bavet and Langane 等人并驾齐驱的思想家。
关键词
Aristocratic Aestheticism
贵族禁欲主义，
Petit Bourgeois Habitude
小资产阶级生存心态，
Symbolic Producers
象征生产者，
Scholastic capital
学术资本，
Intellectual renown
科学声望，
Distance from necessity
无必要性，
Symbolic labor
符号劳动，
Objectivist forms
客观形式，
Considerable cultural capital
可观的文化资本，
Classification struggle
归类斗争，
Field autonomy
场域自主性，
Stratification order
阶层秩序，
Class habitude
阶层生存心态，
Positional properties
地位财富，
Homo academicus
学术人，
Reflexive practice
反思实践，
Rational actor theory
理性人理论，
Relational method
相关方法论，
Stratification research
社会阶层研究，
Professional sociology
专业社会学，
Class reductionism
阶级化约主义，
Intellectual field
知识场域，
Cultural markets
文化市场，
Intellectual vocation
知识职业，
Symbolic interests
符号利益。
内容概要：
No judgment of taste is innocent. In a word, we are all snobs. Pierre Bourdieu brilliantly illuminates this situation of the middle class in the modern world. France's leading sociologist focuses here on the French bourgeoisie, its tastes and preferences. Distinction is at once a vast ethnography of contemporary France and a dissection of the bourgeois mind.
没有一种品味判断是单纯的，一句话，我们都是假内行。皮埃尔·布尔迪厄出色地阐明了当今中产阶级的这一情况。作为法国领先的社会学家，他的侧重点是法国的中产阶级以及他们的品味和偏爱，追求与众不同是现代法国的民族特点，更是中产阶级的思想体现。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
No judgment of taste is innocent. In a word, we are all snobs.
没有一种品味判断是单纯的。一句话，我们都是假内行。
Pierre Bourdieu brilliantly illuminates this situation of the middle class in the modern world.
皮埃尔·布尔迪厄出色地阐明了当今中产阶级的这一情况。
France's leading sociologist focuses here on the French bourgeoisie, its tastes and preferences.
作为法国领先的社会学家，他的侧重点是法国的中产阶级以及他们的品味和偏爱。
Distinction is at once a vast ethnography of contemporary France and a dissection of the bourgeois mind.
追求与众不同是现代法国的民族特点，更是中产阶级的思想体现。
多学一点。
In a word, 简而言之，概括地说，比如说 ,In a word, the book is excellent. 总而言之，这本书很精彩。我们也可以用 in short, 或者是 in summary 来表达相近的意思。比如说 ,In short, I think he is a fool. 总而言之，我觉得他简直是个傻瓜。Focus on, 集中于。All eyes were focused on the speaker. 大家的目光都集中在发言人身上。集中注意力做某事，我们也可以用 focus. The students focused their attention on the teacher. 学生们把注意力集中在老师身上。
In the course of everyday life, people constantly choose between what they find aesthetically pleasing and what they consider tacky, merely trendy, or ugly. Bourdieu bases his study on surveys that took into account the multitude of social factors that play a part in a French person's choice of clothing, furniture, leisure activities, dinner menus for guests,and many other matters of taste.
日常生活中，人们频繁地在自己认为的美的、俗气的、时髦的或丑的东西之间做出选择。布尔迪厄的研究建立在调查的基础上，他调查了影响法国人选择衣服、家具、娱乐活动、会客菜单以及其他的一些有关品味选择的社会因素。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
In the course of everyday life, people constantly choose between what they find aesthetically pleasing and what they consider tacky, merely trendy or ugly.
日常生活中，人们频繁地在自己认为的美的、俗气的、时髦的或丑的东西之间做出选择。
Bourdieu bases his study on surveys.
布尔迪厄的研究建立在调查的基础上。
That took into account the multitude of social factors that play a part in a French person's choice of clothing, furniture, leisure activities, dinner menus for guests, and many other matters of taste.
他调查了影响法国人选择衣服、家具、娱乐活动会客菜单以及其他的一些有关品味选择的社会因素。
多学一点。
Base， 我们这段文章中出现的词组 base on 是指把什么建立在什么的基础上。比如说 ，base the plan on investigation， 要先调查才能制定计划。Base 这个词的本意是基础，而这一段文字最后一行还有一个词语 basis。也是同样的意思，但是 base 指的是看得见摸得着的基础，比如说 the base of the lamp 灯的底座，而 basis 则是抽象的基础，比如说 the basis of my opinion 我观点的依据。 take into account 意思是 take into consideration 考虑到。来看一个例子，They had to take the baby into account when they wanted to go out. 每当要外出时，他们总得考虑如何将婴孩安顿好。 play a part in. Play a part in 可以表示在什么中扮演一个角色，引申开来就是对什么有影响、起作用的意思。比如说，天气对农业来说有很大的影响。Weather plays an important part in agriculture.
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
No judgment of taste is innocent. In a word, we are all snobs. Pierre Bourdieu brilliantly illuminates this situation of the middle class in the modern world. France's leading sociologist focuses here on the French bourgeoisie, its tastes and preferences. Distinction is at once a vast ethnography of contemporary France and a dissection of the bourgeois mind. In the course of everyday life, people constantly choose between what they find aesthetically pleasing and what they consider tacky, merely trendy, or ugly. Bourdieu bases his study on surveys that took into account the multitude of social factors that play a part in a French person's choice of clothing, furniture, leisure activities, dinner menus for guests, and many other matters of taste.
不能一不识韩。